this gospel passage on the sixth Sunday of Easter contains several major theological themes. It emphasizes the link between love and obedience. It speaks of the presence of God with the one who loves him. It speaks to the breach between the world and the things of God. And it provides us with a partial view of the internal relationships of the Most Holy Trinity. Love is the fundamental message of Jesus. However, he calls for a demanding love, one that is self-sacrificing, as was the love of Jesus himself. Only those who follow his example and obey his commandments can be said to truly love. And those who love as Jesus did will in turn be loved by his Father. Obedience is not a requirement of love. It's a consequence of it. If the disciples truly love Jesus, they will keep his commandments. That's us. If we truly love the Lord, we will keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, the Father will send another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, who will not leave them as Jesus was about to do, but will remain with them forever. The Holy Spirit with us today. The departure of Jesus leaves the disciples feeling very abandoned. Jesus is aware of this and assures them he will return. But of which return does he speak? Is he referring to his resurrection? Or is his return to be seen in the gift of the Spirit for which he has prayed, the gift that promises the abiding presence of God? Or might the Lord be referring to his final coming at the end of an age, when believers will be united with him forever? Actually, it would be better not to choose one interpretation to the exclusion of the other two, for each opens an aspect of Jesus' relationship with us. Together, they offer the insight of rich theological meaning. St. John's Gospel also pits the world against the Spirit of Truth and the disciples of Jesus. The world is captive to materialism, open only to what is tangible. It cannot see the Spirit. The disciples, on the other hand, are motivated by love and obedience to Almighty God and respond to the Holy Spirit's impulses and presence. We're called to do that. We're called to seek the Holy Spirit's impulses and guidance and wisdom and comfort every day of our lives. The gospel also offers us some insight into the mystery of God. There is most definitely an intimate relationship between the Father and the Lord Jesus. The very metaphor of Father, which Jesus used to speak of God, is evidence of this. Jesus referred to him as Abba, Daddy. Jesus prays to the Father hears his prayer. And the Spirit who is sent by the Father is not a substitute of Jesus, but is sent to abide with believers, to abide with us. The gospel speaks to this mutual indwelling. Jesus is in the Father, and Jesus is in the disciples, and they are in him. Both the Spirit and Jesus remain his disciples, us who believe. We will live in hope, because if Jesus has promised us, we will not be left orphans. Even though he rose to the Father, he sent us his Spirit to guide us. And we live in that hope that we will be comforted by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is our paraclete, our advocate. The reason for our hope, it's a Spirit who strengthens us, comforts us, guides us, inspires us. It is the Spirit who enables us to interpret the signs of the times in ways very different from the ways of this world. It is because of the Spirit that has already been given to us in the midst of our journey of life that we are able to live the promises and to their fulfillment. And the good news is the exaltation has already taken place. The Spirit has already been bestowed upon us. We are already living in the new age. We may be considered foolish by those who live without this hope, but it is the foolishness of the Spirit of God. And life in the Spirit requires us that we conform our lives to the commandments of God, not in a legalistic or constraining way, but out of pure love. Love that prompts us to pattern our lives after the model of Jesus, the one we love. This means we'll live with clear consciences, with gentleness. We'll live with reverence, reverence for each other and to our God. The love that comes to us through the Spirit will overflow into the lives of others. We will be agents of God's love in the world. The world that so much needs love. And through our kindness and our commitment to righteous living, we will cast out the unclean spirits of deceit, the spirits of hatred and violence. Our lives will evidence the presence of the Spirit in our midst. May that be so, to draw others to the Lord. It is apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, or the joy of the gospel. Pope Francis tells us the Holy Spirit works as he wills, when he wills, and where he wills. We know that our commitment is necessary. Let us learn to rest in the tenderness of the arms of the Father amid our creative and generous commitment. Let us keep marching forward. Let us give him everything, allowing him to make our efforts bear fruit in his good time. May the Holy Spirit guide us in whatever opportunities we have to restore hope, to heal, to make right what has been broken, to bring back the lost, the forgotten, the marginalized, those in need of a smile, a helping hand, a prayer. We're the agents of God's love. May we make it a point to do that to all God's children. The liturgical year is preparing us for the ascension of Jesus into heaven, and Jesus is preparing us for life in the Spirit here on earth. This is the reason for our hope. Let us then be courageous witnesses to the Lord and follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen.